Okay, have any of you guys tried FabFitFun? If you haven't already, it is awesome. It's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The winter box is epic. It has products like a knit throw from Mark and Graham, an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville, a ceramic bowl set from Pure One, and that is just the beginning. Don't miss out because the sale goes fast. Go check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's WHOA10, so you can save 40% off your first box, making it only $29.99, which is crazy because it's a $200 value box. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Today, I am like a little girl at Christmas Eve. I'm so excited because I'm about to interview two of my favorite people in the world. It is Rich Wilkerson Jr. and Dawn Cherie, his beautiful wife, and I personally received so much good advice from them. They are champions of all people. They are encouraging, but they are also the most real that you'll ever come in contact with. So let's just dive right in. I don't want to take any of their time. What's up, fam? It's Whoa, That's Good, and we are so excited because today two of my very favorite people, seriously, it's so funny because these two people, we run into each other everywhere, it seems like. I'm sure you all know them. It's Rich and Dawn Cherie Wilkerson, and welcome to the Whoa, That's Good podcast.
Let's go. Pumped to be here.
We are so happy to be here. We love you, Sadie. You're amazing.
This is just awesome. I have to tell them before we even start the story on how we like first met, because I don't even know if you guys know how bizarre that was to me. Like, okay. So this is what happened. So first of all, I had seen that they were in New York, and I was like, oh my gosh, that would just be so cool because I'm in New York if we ran into each other. And, you know, I follow y'all. We've seen y'all at Passion, stuff like that. And I was like, man, this would just be awesome. And so I had just told my mom that morning, I was like, man, I would just love to run into them. But it's New York City. Like, my expectations were not very high. Well, then on the 47th floor of the Empire State Building, come off the elevator, and you were standing there. You were doing your press run for your book. It wasn't Friends of Sinners. What was the book at that time?
It was Sandcastle King. I'm remembering this.
Yes. And I was like, no way, because I had just said that this morning. Then the next day, as if that wasn't crazy, I go, and I'm pretty sure I was like photobombing your Snapchat story that you were doing. Didn't know it was you, and it was you in DC. Y'all turned around. That was so crazy.
How wild is that? I love when we think that happened, but that is, I you know what I feel like that is? I just feel like God said, you know what? You guys need to hang out with each other more. So that's why we're trying to get you to Miami all the time. My goodness, you need to obey the word of the Lord, baby.
Exactly. What am I doing over here? Walking the street.
I loved it. I'll never forget that, though. You were so kind. You just came right over, and it was, I mean, for me, I'm from Louisiana, too, and that Southern hospitality came through. I loved it.
Yeah, I know. I was so excited. I felt like we were already friends. I was like, guys! I'm like, oh, wait, I'm Sadie. But no, it was awesome.
I had just come out of the Eric Metaxas interview, and that can be kind of an intense interview sometimes. And so
you
it was very
right.
Theological. And I think my brain was spinning, so I was trying to just come out of that.
No, you did great. You did great. And then seeing each other the next day, that was just wild. It was awesome. And so anyways, I'm glad that we're getting more than a second in New York, but that is cool how this friendship started and everything. So we'll get to the Whoa, That's Good question. The Whoa, That's Good question, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given? And this is going to be a really awesome one for everybody to hear from you guys, because I know all of my friends, like, if you ask them, like, who they get most of their advice from, without even knowing y'all, I'm not even kidding. Most of my friends would say y'all. I know my friends watch y'all's relationship videos and your sermons and everything. And so I'm really interested to hear just who poured into y'all's life and what was that best piece of advice.
Don't you want to take it
first
away?
First of all, I got to say that question. Whoa, that's good. That is a great question.
Whoa, that's good.
And I think for me, when you ask that question to me, I kind of go back to Louisiana being in the back seat. with a million brothers, my sister, and my dad having a conversation with us. And it's a conversation that really I'd never forgotten, that I go back to time and time again. And he just, my dad is a pastor. He's also a football coach. And he's always been really honest with us and open about his walk with God and really encouraging in ours. And I remember he told me, he just said, if you'll focus on, you'll keep the main thing the main thing. That's the best advice I've ever been given. Keep the main thing the main thing. That there are two things you can focus on in your life. It's reading God's word and spending time talking to him. Mm. And if you'll just always come back to those two things, he said, no matter how crazy life is, no matter how confused you are, those two things are going to bring clarity to everything around you.
Wow.
And I remember being in the back seat and hearing that and literally writing it down, because I was like, whoa, that's good.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's so good.
Wow.
And I've never forgotten it. I think I've been in a lot of different seasons in my life, moving to Miami, getting married, having a baby, planting a church, going to college, all of these different things. And I can't tell you how many times I've just come back to that. Like, keep the main thing the main thing, because it's easy in the chaos of life, even the good times, to lose sight of the main thing.
Yeah.
And those two things, they're everything to me. And I lose sight of who I am and who I am in God when those two things aren't the foundation of my week and of my day.
Wow, that is actually so, so good. And, you know, I think that not even really doing life with y'all every day, just from seeing y'all on Instagram, you can kind of see how, like, y'all are so steady, and y'all have had so many different life seasons just on Instagram, you know, just like with the books coming out and having a baby and planning a church and all of these things. But yet it still feels like who y'all are as people has remained the same. There's a lot of humility and a lot of obviously God's hand on y'all's life. And I think it's really cool, because I watch my family go through so many different seasons and in the public eye, and people say, like, how do you not change? And it's that idea of, like, if you keep God in the same place, the center of everything that you do, then you know, things will level out, because he remains the same, because he is constant. And watching that in your life and then hearing that was the advice that was given to you, that's really, really cool. And I mean, just from a friend, like, you do that so well. Even though I, like, feel like I don't know you all that well, I do feel like I know you enough to say you do that very well. And that's really, really cool.
Okay.
You're so kind.
No, really,
that's
it's
beautiful.
Awesome. It's so good.
We all need that. I think for me, it's like I have to come back and remind myself constantly, you know? Like, we all need help. And I'm 34, and I come to seasons all the time where I'm like, you know what? Got to recalibrate, recenter, got to focus, you know, on the thing that is the main thing. So we're all in it together. Thank God.
Yes, thank God. That's awesome. That's so good.
I love it. I think for me, I'm thinking about this question, and man, right? It's a tough question, because there's just the entire Bible is full of wisdom, and there's so many people that have meant a whole lot to me growing up. But I think I grew up right next door to my grandparents in Tacoma, Washington, until I was 14 years of age. Mm. And my grandfather, he pastored the same church for 40 years. He was just a man of integrity. He was a visionary. He was just consistent, and he was sort of famous for, like, these little one-liners that I guess today would actually really work well with our Twitter and caption generation that we all live in, you know, 180 mm-hmm. characters. But he was sort of doing that a long time ago. And he had so many different ones that have just kind of always stuck with me. But I think my favorite phrase or line that he shared that I find myself sharing every month or with somebody is, he used to say, the things you appreciate tend to get better, and the things you depreciate tend to get worse. And I think it's just a true statement, in the sense that the things that I'm grateful for, the things that I focus on, and the things that I celebrate, those things start to get better. I appreciate them even more. But when I'm complaining, or when I'm dissatisfied, or when I'm disgruntled, frustrated, those things, they get worse and worse and worse. And so obviously the key is to shift your perspective around and to start to count your blessings. But I think just over and over again, I think that we live in a day and age right now where there's so many cool things that are happening, so many amazing things happening in the church, but I think even in culture and society.
Yeah.
Yet it's also, you know, it's also mixed with some really challenging things that are taking place. I mean, we're seeing things like depression, and right. anxiety, and even suicide being on the rise mm-hmm. like never before. Mm-hmm. And I think if we're not careful, what we'll do is we'll live our whole life comparing ourselves to someone else, and we'll miss out on really the amazing things that God has right in front of us. And so I think we really must learn how to get focused and be grateful for what we do have. Yeah. And the more grateful I am for what I have in life that God's given me, it's crazy to see that it increases, that it grows, that it gets bigger, and that it gets better. Wow. And it sounds like super simple, but I think it's actually really profound and really, really true. And so I think over and over again, Don Cherie and I and our team, we're always just trying to say, all right, this is the plot that God's given us, and we're going to be thankful for it, and we're going to celebrate it. And as we do that, it's amazing how it gets better and better. And if we're not careful, we'll compare to somebody else and we'll complain about it. And if we complain about it, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. You're so right. Like, it seems so simple, but that is very profound. And that could, like, it's like one of those things that even if someone's situation doesn't change at all, like everything about if their perspective would change, it could literally change their life. And like, that's just really cool to hear you say. And I know that you guys like are literally immersed in like a world full of people. And so from y'all's perspective of seeing this and then still being able to say something like that and just saying like this would change everything, I want to ask you, because like you mentioned that word perspective, like if your perspective would shift to like appreciate the things that you appreciate and like watch them get better instead of, you know, complaining and all of these things, like how would you tell somebody? And maybe just the most practical way, like who would come and say, okay, yeah, I hear you. You're saying perspective change, but there's so many bad things. Like I can't stop focusing on the anxiety, on the depression, on the suicide, all of these things. How would you say, like in a practical way of let's begin to shift our perspective? What are some of the things that you would, I guess, encourage them to fix their eyes on?
Sure. Well, I think at the same time as we're talking about some of this stuff, because I think that we are living in a day and age right now that we've never been here before in society. Mm-hmm. And so things like depression and things like mental illness are real.
Yeah.
And so we don't ever want to just try to give soundbite answers towards things that are very complex and complicated. And so I think if anyone's listening right now and they're dealing with chronic depression, or if they're even to the place of thinking about hurting themselves, what we would say, everyone here, is please go tell someone about it. Please go and talk to a professional. Go and talk to someone. I mean, I think we live in a world right now where we try to shoulder things on our own in isolation, and we have secrets, and the challenges will always be as sick as our secrets. And so we have to come out of hiding. We have to come and talk to somebody, and we don't want to get alone in our discouragement. And so that's a really serious thing for me, because I just think we've got so many friends that have, we didn't even know it, but they were going through really, really tough times and really troubling times, challenging times. And I just want to make sure everyone out there that's listening just knows that there's somebody that wants to talk to you. There's people that want to help you, and there is help for this situation. Mm-hmm. But I do think all of us, Rich Wilkerson Jr., Don Cherie, Sadie, there's these moments that come where we have to fight back. We have to challenge ourselves, because things like depression or things like big mood swings or things like a negative perspective, all of us can become victims of that. I mean, we don't all have 100% of the time positive thoughts. We don't always have 100% positive talk. Mm-hmm. Insecurities, shame, guilt, feelings of inadequacy, those things can show up in our life.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the most practical things for shifting our perspective is what the Bible says. I love Philippians chapter 4. Like, you got to read that whole scripture, and you got to look at it like a prescription from a doctor. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And then like a good preacher is like, I'll say it again. Rejoice. Yeah, yeah. Like, sometimes the point's that good, you got to say it twice. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, I want to say that he's talking about joy. It's about choosing joy. Mm-hmm. He's talking about praising God. He's like, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And present your request to God with thanksgiving, with prayer and supplication, saying, bring all this stuff to God with thanksgiving. I love that word once again, thanking God.
Yeah.
And then what he says is this, he says, then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, but not just your hearts, also your mind.
Yeah.
And so what I see there as I read Philippians chapter 4 is that Paul is saying there's things that we have to do in order to achieve peace, not just peace of the heart, but peace of the mind. Meaning, I think Jesus actually solves things like mental illness and things like depression but he's given us some actions, and some of the actions are rejoice, choosing joy, declaring joyful things,
that's good.
Thanking God, creating a gratitude list. I just read this book not too long ago. It's called The Happiness Equation, and it's a secular book, but he gave 7 things that everyone should be doing that are research-based, not the Bible, but research-based, that increases your joy and happiness, that shifts your perspective. One of those things is taking 3 walks in a week, so like exercising. One of those things is a total unplug. Get off social media for a week. Try it. Try going on vacation. It's actually really helpful. Talks about 2-minute meditations. He talks about random acts of kindness. I love that idea of like doing something for somebody without any kind of expectation. Buy someone's coffee. It was Jesus who said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. He talks about the idea of creating what you do is do a list of 5 gratitudes that every week you write down 5 things that you're thankful for. It sounds so simple, but as you actually speak that out, I think you can't help but be thankful and get joyful.
Yeah.
And Nehemiah says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So honestly, I think the key is gratitude. Gratitude turns to joy. Joy turns to strength. And I'm always trying to figure out, whenever I feel like I'm in a funk with a perspective, I always try to sit down and take a moment and write out some things I'm thankful for, because there's always more things to be thankful for than there are things that are going wrong.
Yes, and, that's good.
You know, I remember one time I heard this idea that, like, in order to change your perspective, you have to change your pace and you have to change your place.
Wow.
And when you change those things up for a minute, your perspective changes. So, I don't know, change your rhythm up that week, change your routine up, change the place that you're in. Sometimes we're just too close to the problem and we need to step back from the problem, and the problem comes into perspective a little bit.
Yeah,
I think everything that Rich is saying is, they're all things that I'm constantly reminding myself of, because the truth is that the news is so heavy every single day. And you know, when you work in ministry, and you don't have to work in ministry to feel overwhelmed by what's going on in the lives of your friends and your family, and in your own heart, there's so much around us that is so dark and so broken and so real, the destruction that's taking place. And I think something that I've been focusing on lately is to up my input of the right things. Like, for my perspective to change, it's not that I'm ignoring the news. It's not that I'm ignoring the needs around me. No, I need to understand the needs around me, because that's why we're here. But I have to up the input of the hope in my life, of the joy in my life. I've got to up the input of spending time in worship and prayer, and filling my mind with things that breathe life. And Rich was talking about Philippians, and you know, Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And I think it's just such a clear command for all of us to, like, up our input of the right things, so that we can carry the weight that God has called us to carry. You know, we do need to be able to carry others' burdens. We need to be able to walk through tough times, deep valleys with those that we love. But we've got to focus on the right things. Our perspective isn't just overwhelmed with the darkness, but we know the light of God's within us. Like, I love that it says, whatever's lovely. Well, lovely isn't just something flowery and beautiful. The word lovely means whatever evokes the emotion of love. So how often am I focusing on things that bring that emotion and that power of love within me? I think a lot of times the news or, you know, stories around me or what's going on in our lives, it evokes the feeling of fear. It evokes the feeling of being overwhelmed. It evokes the feeling of honestly feeling helpless. But I think when we choose to think on these things, I know that my life and my attitude changes, my response changes. Everything changes when I choose to up my input of the right thing.
Right. Wow, guys, that was so good. Literally, I'm taking notes on my phone. I'm not even kidding. And I can listen to this later. I am. This is so good. And what I just love that y'all do all this together, like as a couple, and y'all do it. I know there's probably challenges that come with it. I'm sure there are, but it's beautiful that y'all do it together and how y'all bounce off of one another. You can tell that y'all really do it together. You really walk like life together. And I think that's beautiful. And I want to just encourage any friends that are listening, any marriages that are listening, any just relationship in general. I just want to encourage you to speak life into one another like they're doing, like up the input, these little things like this, just like encourage your friends, encourage your relationship, look at them, like let's find the joy together, let's find the things that are lovely together. If we all had to be in this world together and see all the hard things, let's encourage each other with the good things. And guys, thank y'all so much for just pouring into us today and sharing y'all's advice and sharing the advice that y'all been given. It was so special. Y'all are awesome.
We love you so much. We think the world of you. We admire you.
Right.
You inspire both of us. I think you're doing an excellent job. I think you are here for such a time as this, and you're so needed. Your voice is so needed. And I just think everything you're doing is just so attractive in every way. And so we're beyond blown away and inspired by you.
And we're behind you. We're totally behind you. We're cheering you on every step. Honestly.
We got good friends in Miami. We will fight anybody on your behalf. Rich, I don't need you to fight anybody. Okay, go out, Rich.
Oh, guys. Seriously, thank y'all so much. That really means a lot. Y'all are awesome, and I'll get back with you when I'm coming to Miami, and hopefully it's really soon.
You better get down.
Y'all are amazing.
Love
you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. You know what time it is. Time to call Mama. So we're going to call Mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. Okay, I just had the best conversation with Don Cherie and Rich Wilkerson Jr.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. You know they brought it. It was awesome.
I cannot wait to listen.
Yeah, that was full of good advice. But now are you ready to see if you can decide if this is good advice or really, really bad advice?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Okay, let's see. This is actually really funny. You can finish that burger. Keep going.
What? No, that is bad advice.
That is bad advice. I feel like that is like our like siblings' dinner table, though. You can finish it. You got it. And then we're sick. Like, remember that time I ate 10 Sister Schubert rolls and I couldn't even walk?
That always ends bad. But I was thinking about when Rebecca first moved here and, like, she thought she had to finish her plate because in Taiwan, like, her grandmother told her that whatever she didn't finish in, like, this life, she has to eat all mushed up in the afterlife. Remember that?
So I do remember that.
45 pounds. And she literally gained 45 pounds the first year she was here because she like
45
ate
pounds.
Everything on her plate.
That's not an exaggeration. I remember you talking to
when
her
you're
about
full,
it. What were you saying?
Yeah, I've never been like a proponent of that. I'm like, when you're full, you can stop. Like, you don't have to finish everything on your plate.
It's
not
so
a rule.
Funny is I remember when Rebecca like gained 45 pounds and you said, Rebecca, I know what your grandma said to you, but what kind of heaven is that?
Yeah, really. That's the worst afterlife ever.
But also, I gotta say, Mom, you are this, like, I don't even know how you do it. Like, you'll have the most amazing meal in front of you, and, like, genuinely, you'll just stop. And you'll have so much left. And I'm like, how did you do that? The self-control you must have. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is. I just can't eat it all. Like, I have to leave a couple of bites. Like, I'd never finish my plate. I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. Well, for everybody out there who tells people to keep going, look at Case Waggy and know that you actually can stop. All right.
The children are not going to starve in Africa if you don't eat it. You know, you hear that, like, the moms are like, there's children starving in Africa and you're not eating your food. Like, that's not going to affect it. You should send money to kids in Africa and food to kids in Africa, but you don't have to finish your plate.
That was really good. Whoa. All right. You just brought the good advice. Let's see. Now, this one's controversial, I feel like, especially in our day today. Anna sounded funny. That set me up like I'm saying a joke. But I actually do think this could be controversial. It's fake it till you make it.
Well, okay. I think there is something to that. We don't ever want to tell people to be fake necessarily. But I think there is something to, like, I think the better way to say it is this. Act your way into a better way of feeling.
Whoa. Swag zone. That was so good.
Because, like, the way we act and the things we do affect our feelings. And sometimes if we let our feelings, like, guide us, then, okay, yeah, I don't feel like getting off this couch. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like being nice, you know? Mm-hmm. But if we act in a certain way, it will make us feel better. If we get up and we smile, and, you know, there's even studies that show about how, like, how smiling affects the chemistry in your body and how it affects other people. And so sometimes we can't let our feelings be our guide. We have to act our way into a better way of feeling.
That was seriously so good. I'm like shook. But also, like, because when I read Fake It Till You Make It, you know, it was on the Woe That's Good, sent in from the Woe That's Good. And I do think, like you said, there's a benefit to that, certainly, and at certain times. And I think you definitely need to. You don't want to just pout around all day long. But then there's also such, like, a push right now to be, like, vulnerable and to be transparent. And there is a beauty about people knowing where you're at. But then there's also an extreme in that. And so what you said, you just laid the hammer down. That was awesome.
Well, good. Yeah, I definitely don't think we should, you know, you don't ever want to be fake. Fake is definitely not what we're striving for. And so I don't think we should encourage people to be fake. But I do think we should not be guided by our feelings as much as sometimes we are.
Oh, that's good. Everybody needs to hear it. Turn your volume up and rewind 15 seconds. Well, I love you, Mom. Thanks for your advice.
Love you, baby. Anytime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey friends! Okay, so I don't know if everybody knows that last year I started a new project called the LO Box. Now you might be thinking, what in the world is in the LO Box? Well, the LO Box is a Bible study based box. The whole thing this time is on bold confidence. And what it has in it is it equips you to lead a Bible study on this idea of bold confidence in your own home, in a dorm, in a cafe, etc. What's inside it, there is a 6-week magazine leader guide written by me. So we put the Bible study in a magazine form, so you can literally have it on your coffee table at home to show. We also have recipe ideas. Don't know how to cook? Don't worry, we got you covered. We have activities with supplies, and those are going to be super fun and bonding for your friends. We also have video teachings by me to encourage you as a leader that you can access on a private Facebook group and live chats with me. And there's also some other goodies from 31 Bits. We have necklaces and bracelets and stuff like that. We have From This Bar Saves Lives, some bars. We have a Hosanna Revival printout that's beautiful. We partner with World Vision to get a little handbag from people all over the world. And we have my new favorite book by Ben Stewart, Single, Dating, Engaged, Married. So how do you get this box? Well, all you gotta do is go to liveoriginal.com and you can be a leader today. And get yours today so you can join me for the live chats happening February 2019, and we'll do it together. Super excited about doing a study with y'all.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, Sadie Rob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.